Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
I'm a little rusty this
morning.
Yes,
you are a little rusty.
I'm sorry about that.
I think you've deafened half the audience, and you've certainly deafened me.
Are you okay, buddy?
Huh?
Did I turn your volume up too high?
You turned it way up.
Oh, how about this?
And then you turned the microphones on, and we got what we call feedback howl.
Well, that's because of you.
I'm not howling.
All right, pull your mic close.
I'm pulling it close. I'm sitting right on top of it. I'm practically chewing the foam off the front.
more fluffy foam. I think I'm not sure. Do we sound okay, Lena? We sound good. Okay.
All right.
My headphones are distorted, but maybe it's something wrong with my monitor. Okay. Fabulous. Welcome on board, everybody. I'm a little bit rusty at this. I haven't done it in a couple days, so we thank Steve Kushiloff for coming in to substitute. That's a good liberal viewpoint. He does it much better than I do anyway. And then Peggy Chamberlain was here as the designated Democrat on Friday, and she did the ridiculously incredible job of defending all views, and Ben Reichle was the conservative on Friday, so I thank them for filling in.
You forgot to thank me for filling in on the catbird seat. And I actually read the texts. I've learned how to do the text.
Isn't that exciting?
It is. You can teach an old dog a new trick.
All right. Well, when I retire, you'll know how to do that. Okay. So
I've never been very retiring.
But I'm tired.
I
got plenty of sleep. I'm fine.
We have a really interesting story here this morning that I just want to touch on because, you know, we have callers who define the start of the program. But you go ahead and start it. Then I want to tell you a story.
On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line open 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WDKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WDKOK.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
This is a fascinating story. This kid stood up in front of the school board and recited it. A 12-year-old student was sent home from school after he refused to change his T-shirt that said something horrible. Can you imagine what it might have said?
MAGA.
Nope. There are only two genders.
That's what
his T-shirt said. His name is Liam Morrison. He's a 7th grader at Nichols Middle School in Middleborough, Massachusetts. He said he was taken out of gym class on March 21st and met with school staff who told him people were complaining about the statement on his shirt and that it made them feel unsafe. His comments were picked up by popular Twitter account Libzo TikTok or something like that.
Okay.
Yes, words on a T-shirt made people feel unsafe.
Hmm.
Talk about snowflakes. Oh, your T-shirt said there are only two genders. I feel unsafe.
Hmm.
Come on.
That's an odd one. And that is a widely held opinion. So
that there are only two. Well, it's
right,
a widely held fact, don't you think? Not an opinion. It's a fact.
I guess in a manner of speaking, it might be somewhat factual in a manner of speaking, but really, if you're talking about transgender individuals who kind of consider themselves either gender fluid or are transgender, to just say that there might be one gender at birth, or maybe your chromosomes say that they're, one at a time. How about that?
One at a time,
okay.
I would buy into.
But
unless there are twins.
And you may be able to look at chromosomes, but as we know from people who are transgender people that you've interviewed on the show here, that for individuals as young as, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe even earlier, and then certainly for teens, gender isn't as clearly defined. But I think the kid's T-shirt has a valid opinion. So aren't you allowed to have any opinions on your shirts?
Well, if they make someone feel unsafe, I guess not. How would that be threatening to you? In other words, let's assume you're the world's biggest snowflake. How would that be threatening to you? you, that someone challenged your ideas or expressed their opinion, their right to free speech. Well, what's interesting is they told the kid that he was not in trouble, but it sure felt like he was, he said. He said, I was told I would need to remove my shirt before I could return to class. When I nicely told them that I didn't want to do that, they called my father. His father supported him.
I'm not sure if your story is encapsulating it correctly. You tend to just bring one side of...
I'm reading the story. This is the kid's own words about what happened to him.
Some tainted facts.
You think he's lying, huh?
No, you bring some tainted facts
to the story. Kid's comments.
Right, I got you. But let me finish here. I think what happens is if you have a discussion like this where somebody may feel as though their gender is being questioned, that may make them feel uncomfortable. I'm not sure afraid is the right thing. But, you know, you have bullies in schools today. We know that bullying's a big problem. You're going to have to ask your grandkids about this, but they will tell you that it's real and that this may be perceived, although, you know, it may be not intended, but it could be perceived as, you know, a form of sort of a criticism or, you know, it's an opinion. It's a valid opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. It's a medical fact. It's not an opinion.
But
an opinion is,
Joe,
it's going to rain today.
Joe, we have an LGBTQ community for whom gender isn't binary. I know it is for you. You are what you are. You can't change, and there's no such thing as a transgender. Even though you've interviewed two on this very show, you still say they don't exist.
No, I didn't say they don't exist. I just said that
there are more than two genders for
individuals
who are going through any sort of a transition or questioning or whatever it happens to be. The world's not binary just because you say it is.
No, it's binary because that's the way the world was created.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, that's fine. And that is your opinion. And if you wish to put that on your shirt, I would not be offended at all.
Where in history has there been a third gender?
Well,
easily identifiable, unanimous consensus, where has there been a third gender? There is a consensus that there is a male and a female gender. Where is the consensus that there is some other gender?
Well,
just out of curiosity.
I'm not sure that there is another gender per se, but as you know, our conversation doesn't really relate to black and white or binary, that this relates to individuals, what they know they are, what they say they are, what they feel they are.
But that's not the issue.
Same time.
The issue,
Joe,
isn't
if you
whether.
Don't, you have not let me complete.
I'm sorry.
This whole day, I came in here. No, seriously, you did this to Steve, and now you're doing it to me. You won't let anybody on the phone or in person complete a single sentence. Every time anybody says anything to you, you interrupt them. All right? Are you clear on that? I don't know why you're doing this. This is a new shtick of yours, but you won't let anybody say anything. So complete your interruption, and then I'll finish my answer. You're not going to talk. Okay, you're going to do a Chris thing.
No, I'm waiting until you finish, until you are completely satisfied. First of all, I'd defy you to go back and listen to the last two shows
right,
we did.
Right, where you interrupted
where
everybody.
I interrupted anybody. Who did I interrupt?
Well, Steve Kushiloff, Chris.
I let Steve
Tom,
finish his thoughts.
Stan. Dave.
No, sorry.
From Bloomsburg. Well, okay. You don't have to believe me. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
You can't even let me count them off on my hands without interrupting me. So that's
go ahead.
A fact. So, all right. Well, let's put Stan on the radio. Stan, we are talking about transgender, a shirt that somebody
that
felt
people.
Threatened somebody.
Stan, did I interrupt you last week?
I don't know. I don't remember. That was too long ago. That was last week. Now, a shirt. Yes, words are violence. That's what the community tells us, the alphabet soup community. Words are violence. Remember when Josh Hawley was interviewing a law professor or a professor from one of the major institutes of higher education about 10 men get pregnant? And she went on to say that his words just asking that were violence, okay, which is a bunch of horse dung, as we all know. Now, that is not why I called, but the whole transgender thing is a mental illness, okay? Now, they need to be treated mental with by a psychiatrist, not a surgeon, okay? Not with drugs, not by a surgeon, but by a psychiatrist. At least until they turn 18. Then once they turn 18, they should still be treated by the psychiatrist. But after that, okay, they can do what they want. It's their body. I don't care. But the stuff that they're pushing upon these kids needs to stop now. Period. No questions, no debate. It needs to stop. Okay? These people, these boys, which is science, girls, science, there is no other thing. They're either boy or girl, can't be one or the other. That's science. Okay? I don't care what they think in their head, that's science. Now, I'm going to ask a simple question. On all government forms right now, there is, we're in the block that first sex, it has male, female, and non-binary. Now, my question is, isn't that question a descriptor?
In what regard? You mean non-binary is a description?
If you're going to identify someone, that there would be a descriptor to identify that person that filled out that form, correct?
Well, let's suppose the police, you saw a crime being committed, and the police ask you what the person was, and you said, well, I believe they were non-binary. How would that help you identify the person? How would that help you identify them?
Exactly. That's my point. What exactly is a non-binary? How do you identify a person as a non-binary? You're either a man or a woman. Okay, if you're describing somebody as some, yep, that was a dude over there, or that was a woman over there, unless, of course, they had a wig and a dress on and they had their back to you, then you may or may not know. Okay, but if you see them in the face most of the time, you can tell. Or if they have a beard with a long dress and a hair, long hair and a dress, well, that's a pretty good clue that they're probably a guy with a mental disorder. But as I'm saying, that is supposed to be a descriptor on all those forms. But nobody has told me or explained to me how you can identify with a description of a non-binary person. It's impossible. But yet it's on the form.
I don't know, Mark, how would you identify a non-binary person? You're more tuned into this, admittedly, than we are.
What is the form that you're filling out here?
Government form.
Well, right off the top of my head, I'm talking 4473 to purchase a firearm, okay?
It has non-binary,
but it has to be on other government forms, because why would the feds put it on that form and not all the rest of their forms?
It says, the idea, I'm looking at transquality.org. It's a website that has humorous information on it for Stan. It says the idea that there are only two genders is sometimes called gender binary, because binary means having two parts, male and female. Therefore, non-binary is one term people use to describe genders that don't fall into one of these two categories, male or female.
You didn't answer my question, Mark. How do you describe somebody with that?
Well, you could say they're non-binary. I think you would be safe.
No. What does that mean?
What does it mean? Well, it means that as they have developed and grown throughout their life, they don't identify specifically as being male or female. Now, to use your phrase from several weeks ago, if you look under the hood, you might see signs that they're of the binary sex, male or female. But that does not mean that people identify that way. And I think transgender people are individuals, part of that community, that do that. So, that that don't identify.
Okay. All right. So you're going to put all that out there. Now, second question is, if you're going to do that, why even waste your time or people's time putting that in a form when you're supposed to, that's describing a person? A person self-describes. What good does that do on a form? If somebody comes into my shop and puts on there non-binary, and I'm looking at them, I said, dude, why would you put that?
Gotcha.
It makes no sense. And when you send that, say you have an incident where you have to talk to the cops, and I have this form, okay, this guy, it's a dude, but he identified as non-binary. Now, you could do with the cops, you could do with that whatever you want, but it's a dude.
Well, there's
okay?
a story,
a woman.
If I may illustrate your point, there was a story in Penn Live that I read last week, and I don't think I brought it in. I wanted to, but it had a story about a crime being committed, and it identified the person as being about 5 foot 6 feet tall, with brown hair, and medium build. The
okay.
obvious thing it didn't say was white, black, Hispanic, or give a specific identifier. In other words,
male or female, wasn't there?
Well, it said male. I'm sorry, man. But it didn't say whether he was black or white. So, what are you going to do? Stop everybody who's 5 foot six and a male and arrest them for the crime? You need
exactly.
to. These words aren't hurtful. They are descriptors.
And exactly my point.
That's what I thought would help illustrate.
All right. We got. See, Stan, you can learn a little bit today. So,
What did I learn, Mark? I learned that people need mental health care. That's what I learned. And it's getting worse every day. And the problem is these people are demanding that you either accept it or you're anti-trans, you're bigoted, blah, 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 blah. No, I don't have to accept anything. I can tolerate it, but I don't have to accept it. But I will not tolerate it for anyone being pushed, for that stuff being pushed onto kids. That I will not tolerate.
Gotcha. Well,
the thing that bothers me about...
I will never accept it.
The thing that bothers me about the story is that somebody felt threatened by those words on a T-shirt.
You can't imagine how that would happen.
They need mental health care, too.
I mean, if it said something horrible like, these people are despicable or these people should be shot, yeah, I could understand how that would make you feel unsafe. But to just say there are only two genders, it's an opinion, other people say it's a fact, whatever.
Well, maybe
but it's hardly threatening.
It might be like a sensitivity question, that calls into play. All right, Stan, we always give you the last word. Please go right ahead.
It's called science, boys and girls, men and women, period. It's science. Can't change it. It is what it is. It's the way it's been since the beginning of man. These people need mental health care. Have a great day.
Hey,
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, sir. I'll send you the link for transequality.org so you can look this up.
Yeah, just what I want. Thanks.
Thank you, Stan. All righty, folks. We are going to take a quickie break, but very glad to be back. I am. So thank you so much for joining us here. I'm going to take a quick break, and Joe is here. Mr. Joe McGranahan, former CEO, has got 50 years experience in radio, and I got 30 plus, so we're glad to be here. We've got two callers standing by. We will be right back. We are talking about an individual who felt threatened. Florida?
Someone felt threatened.
What state?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
The young man was wearing a T-shirt that said there are only two genders. He was asked to remove it because someone felt unsafe.
Right. And Joe, to this very day, strangely enough, can't imagine why anybody would feel that might be part of either bullying or making somebody else feel uncomfortable. So, Joe,
allowed to make anybody feel uncomfortable.
Gotcha.
Oh, heaven forbid we would do
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. 570-743-9565. You can email on themark@wkok.com and text at 70236. We will be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
That's called a generic promo. Anything could have happened.
Right.
We talked about winners and losers. All right. We got Bobby standing by. Hello, sir. You're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Good morning. I want to join this binary discussion.
Okay.
No, seriously. As far as, I've been around the business a long time. Joe's been around the business a long time, and you've been around the business a long time. And to promote your product, you might wear a hat. You might wear a T-shirt. I still have some Mighty KO bumper stickers laying around. But, a bumper sticker on your car says something. Wearing your T-shirt, we are Penn State fans. But anyhow, it's an expression.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So, this idea that... Right. And it's an opinion in this particular case. So, but his opinion is that... that somebody else's opinion is that he felt threatened, and so they told somebody else. So you saw what happened.
Told him to take his shirt off. He said, no, I'm not going to take my shirt off. And his father supported him.
Well, when you have a roundtable discussion like we are on the radio, of course, Joe, Mark, myself, and, of course, Lynn pushing the buttons, and anybody can talk, well, you know, A, B, C, D. I mean, so that's how, well, years ago, when I got my training at WKOK, there was a, I think one of the programs was Roundtable or something like that. But anyhow, you know, express yourself or express whatever just by wearing a T-shirt or a bumper sticker or a hat or something.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Bob.
Let's see, Joe, two texts right there.
All right, so words on a T-shirt make certain people uncomfortable and must be removed, but men and women's restrooms must be accepted. Please, it makes some sense, please. And then Mark, feelings are not facts.
All righty, Joseph from Milton, PA. Go ahead, sir. Give us the scriptural version of this conversation.
Well, Joe, I'm really impressed with Joe. Here this morning, he said that, and he gave a scriptural definition where he said that's the way the world was created, two genders, male and female. The whole animal kingdom, you can't show me any queer or homosexual cow or deer or bear or monkey or whatever. They all, you know, there's male and female, and the problem is here, they are created beings. We are created beings, but we are created beings as the highest form of life on the planet Earth, and we've given a mind and reasoning and logic, and we're created in the image of our Heavenly Father. That's the problem, so to speak, with mankind. Animals don't think that way. They're programmed. He created them, and they're programmed for male and female to get together, not a male and another male animal. And so you don't see that in the animal kingdom. And that's one reason we weren't evolved from animals also.
There's no homosexuality in the animal kingdom?
Actually, I'm looking that up as he says that,
yeah,
and apparently
think,
there is.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Once again, Joseph, I think that's a false statement.
It is very pervasive. And furthermore, what Joe said is true. They were created that way. We were created male and female, and for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. That's it, period. There has to be an authority here. Either it's chromosomes that identify us as male and female, or take off your clothes and look at it once. Look at the genitality of a male and a female. You can see very quickly
under the hood
which one
is the
which. There's only two genders. That's the way our Heavenly Father created us. But these crazy people think there's something else. They're out of their minds. Or they're possessed by demon spirits is what it is.
But the issue here is one of speech to me. I mean, we can go around how many angels can dance on the head of a pin with respect to whether there are transgender people or not transgender people or what they are, whether they're good
or
bad.
They're claiming they're that, but they're not trans.
But that's not the point.
They're the same gender they were born.
But that's not the point. The point of this is, I think, free speech. Does that kid have a right to express his opinion? It was.
Yeah, absolutely.
If somebody felt threatened
by
it, yeah. Why would you feel threatened by those words? If you believe something different, aren't you free to wear a T-shirt that said, there are 5,000 genders?
Is it possible? Is this related to bullying?
You can say anything you want. And, but the truth, that threatens a lot of people when you tell them the truth. In fact, I was asked to leave the Methodist Church yesterday because of the truth that I was speaking.
I could see how that could you'd stand out there. Yeah.
Yep, don't tell the truth in church.
And you'll get
the right foot of fellowship.
Don't tell your truth, of course.
No, out of the scriptures, Mark. Out of the scriptures. Did you get my letter? Did you boys get my letter?
I wouldn't say we've gotten a recent one.
Just recently it would have been.
Nope, not yet, but I probably haven't been out to the front office yet.
Well, check it out and just let me know what you think about it. If it's true or not. You know
well,
what I mean?
Let me just ask you this question. Obviously, you have very strong feelings on this, which you believe are absolutely the truth. Yeah. But would you feel threatened if you pass somebody in the street and they said there are 55 genders on their T-shirt?
Absolutely not. I'd laugh at them.
Okay, but you wouldn't feel threatened by it.
You're ridiculous. And I tell people the truth. You know what I mean? They don't like to hear it, but, you know, it doesn't threaten me. I'm not threatened by anything.
Okay.
I fear nothing.
We got you, sir.
I sleep with my door door locked. I don't have a homeowner's insurance or anything. I trust the Almighty.
All right. We got you, Joseph. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling
care.
In. All right.
And then Doug says, Mark knows there are only two genders. He's just afraid to say it. In his attempt to sound inclusive, all-encompassing, and caring, in the end, you and others who argue that there are many genders just sound stupid. We need to stop worrying about offending others who are living a life and speak the truth to them instead. Feeding into people's lies only harms them more in the end. I'm certain that even many liberals know the whole transgender issue is ridiculous, but again, they are afraid to say it.
Right.
Well, yeah, okay.
It would sound stupid to him.
We've gotten into that issue, but to me, the issue here was speech. Did the kid do anything that could be considered offensive to anyone? Was there any reason for anyone to feel unsafe because of that sentence on a shirt?
Could this be related to bullying?
But how? Do you think that was his intent when he went to school? Or maybe he just has the personal belief that, for whatever reason, there are just two genders.
I don't mean that. I mean, does your article say anything about any previous bullying or any other harassment or anything like that?
No, it doesn't.
Bullying.
It says, it goes on to say, if I can find it here, that his parents...
I'm wondering if maybe that stems from this, that in the past, either that individual or other people have been bullying somebody who might be transgender or non-binary, and so...
He was told that his shirt was targeting a protected class and was a disruption to learning.
But
there's more to the story. We'll pick it up when we get back.
Right. Not specifically an individual, though, that may have been bullied. All right. Well, to be continued. Thank you, Doug, for the email. Much appreciated. And we got more emails, texts, and hopefully more calls during the 9 a.m. hour. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time. It is 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe!
I'm here.
It's great. Right across from me. And I'm Mark Lawrence. I'm Miss Lynn Hall is on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate her sitting in today. Much appreciated. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line now open, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WKOK.com, and you can text us at 70236. We're going to do some brief news headlines, but we'd invite you to call, text, or email us. You can email onthemark@WKOK.com, and one individual has done that, so we'll read that on the radio. You can text us, that someone has done, and subsequently we do have a text. We'll read that on the air, and no one waiting on hold. So if you ever said, well, I want to call, but I don't want to wait on hold, now is your time. All four lines are open, 570-743-9565. The whole conversation stems from an individual wearing a T-shirt to school that said there are only two genders. Someone else in the school apparently felt threatened by that, and there's a whole article that Joe brought here from who wrote the article?
It was from the Middleborough, Massachusetts newspaper.
Okay. The daily newspaper up there probably, or at least weekly, and so we'll read a little bit more of that and try to get some more perspective there, but we had some pretty good calls here today. I'm simply trying to speculate that maybe there had been some bullying in the past, but we still don't know that. And that might have led to somebody feeling threatened by that sort of binary message. So, and of course, most of our audience has accurately argued that there's only two genders at birth. There's no argument about that. So we would definitely think they are in the right in that regard. So follow up if you wish to, 570-743-9565. Some brief news headlines here. Here are the names of the roads still closed around here this morning. Narrowhood Road in Liberty Township, Montour County, Arrowhead Road in Anthony Township, and Stecker Mill Road in Liberty Township. And in Northumberland County, a section of Spruce Hollow Road, Route 61, Shakespeare Road, and Hamilton Underpass area is closed, even though the underpass itself is no longer flooded, we're told, but that region is closed because of the Route 61 closure. 11th Avenue in Sunbury, that of course would be the extension out towards Snydertown Road, and Black Mill Road in Upper Augusta Township with sections closed. You can read that list at WKOK.com, and that's one road reopened in the past hour, and that was Sunbury Road. Well, this is a handwritten note. Sunbury Road up by Riverside. Okay, so that's the technical geographic. What is that? Probably Rush Township.
But you know what didn't
Riverside?
Flood?
What's that?
Fourth and Reagan.
Oh, okay.
The
yeah,
new, the new underpass.
Fabulous.
Apparently worked.
Okay. All right, so yeah, see, mission accomplished. Are you happy now, Jim Meister?
Out there, he should be.
All right, there may be many DUI checkpoints in the valley this month. Milton State Police say they'll conduct checkpoints throughout the month in Union, Snyder, Montour, and Northumberland counties. In May, Stonington troopers say they'll be out doing extra DUI patrols as well. While college may not be for everyone, the Josh Shapiro administration, the governor of Pennsylvania, is highlighting the need for additional support for career and technical education that does not require college.
In an early morning news release, the California Department of Financial Protection,
noting that Pennsylvania has cut investment in career and technical education in half over the past two decades, Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis says it must be made a priority again. Davis says he and Governor Josh Shapiro want to see more spent on apprenticeship programs, expansion of OTEC, and to bring career and technical training back into the classroom.
In total, we want to increase funding by nearly $24 million to build partnerships between career and technical education schools and industries, trades, and entities that need highly skilled workers.
Officials say investing in career and technical education would help to make the state's economy stronger.
Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, Sunbury had a very successful electronics recycling event recently, so they are following up with a tire and TV, TNT recycling event. Tires and TVs will be taken from the public if offered up June 10th. So tires and TVs June 10th in Sunbury, and that'll be 10 a.m. to, check that, 9 a.m. to noon at the Sunbury Ice Skating Rink, or the Sunbury Youth and Community Center. It used to be its official name back in the day. So that is coming up. WHTM is reporting a bill recognizing a major South Asian holiday called Diwali as a new state holiday in Pennsylvania is on track to reach the governor's desk.
Great.
So we got El Eid, which was that Muslim holiday, Election Day. Now we got Diwali. Wasn't there another one? Oh, yeah, no, that well, two election days per year.
Right.
This will be Diwali. It's a South Asian Hindi holiday. This is going to get the governor's signature soon. The Senate bill passed unanimously. The House passed it 200-1. Sponsors say the goal is to recognize and celebrate the growing Indian community in Pennsylvania. J.P. Morgan Chase set to scoop up First Republic Bank. CBS correspondent Matt Piper says another case of the governor bailing out a bank and then selling it right away.
In an early morning news release, the California Department of Financial Protection says that the FDIC has accepted a bid from J.P. Morgan Chase to take on the deposits and assets of First Republic. It's been a rough year for the banking industry. A deal for First Republic, which had total assets of $229 billion in mid-April, comes less than 2 months after Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank failed.
All right, CBS's Matt Piper. Finally, a shooting would surely be considered justified. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says an $80,000 reward has been issued for the Texas man who shot five of his neighbors, including a nine-year-old boy, but he had just reason to do so. They had asked him to stop shooting late at night so an infant could sleep. And so, well, you get the death penalty for that.
And it's also an illegal immigrant.
In Texas. All right. 970-743-9565 is our telephone number. Cindy, thank you for waiting through the news headlines. You're on the mark.
Well, after your plea for someone to call in because no one was on hold, I felt an obligation.
Thank you. A lot of that's why we do it.
We can't let that kind of a precedent begin. First, I want to point out, for the edification of the listeners, that there are animals in this world that change their sex. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they change their sex. Now, I'll tell you, the first time I heard this, I was sitting in the Jurassic Park, the first movie, and they explained that this was how the dinosaurs had come to start reproducing, because they had used the DNA of an animal, and this animal, a frog, and this animal could change its sex. And I thought, oh, that's just nonsense. You know, this is a bridge too far. Went home, looked it up. By God, there is a frog that can change its sex, and does. And the clownfish, Nemo, for those of you who are wondering what a clownfish is, that little fish in the Disney movie, changes its sex. So the idea that someone's God has assigned that you are either male or female and that's it, not so much.
But it's not widespread.
Well,
but there aren't human beings who can accomplish this fact, are there?
I don't think so, but there are human beings who are born who are not assigned to by genetics to either one of those groups.
Right.
I've explained this repeatedly,
right.
And I know it falls on deaf ears.
We've
so
got a lot
I'm
of that going around.
I'm not going to do it again. But let me go to this young man. I think that the school was wrong, but I just want to say this. This is what drives schools to make dress clothes. This is what drives schools to write policies that say there can be nothing on the shirt, nothing on your kid's clothing, any kind of insignia or symbol or anything. This kind of conflict is what drives them to do that.
But what about free speech, Cindy?
Well, you do have the right to free speech and, point of order, you have the right to free speech in the public schools. For example, some years ago in Minersville, I hate to admit this, but probably more than 50 years ago, I am more than 50, they punished some students who refused to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance, saying that they had to do it. And this case went all the way to the Supreme Court, who said, no, they don't. They had the right not to participate in that. It was a religious objection.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see these things, I say to myself, you know, the schools cry out that they have limited resources. And I see that in many public schools, the results are far below my expectations, with, you know, 50% of the kids reading, some 15% of the kids reading on grade level. Totally unacceptable. And yet they get distracted into this kind of stuff. This will consume time. No doubt it'll end up in a board meeting. It's been blasted all over national television. And all of that takes time away from what they should be doing, which is anyone?
Learning, right.
Teaching reading, math, science, social studies, civics. What?
I couldn't get that answer. I was searching.
I was happy to help you.
Like, call me crazy. It's unfortunate that these things happen. Now, I could go into school and object to all the sports shirts. I don't like sports. I'm not a big fan of sports. I don't watch sports. The only time I have subjected myself to sports is because my kids were participating in them. I'm a big fan of the arts. So maybe I feel threatened by sports things on shirts because I know that that is a conflict between sports and arts in terms of funding in schools. So maybe I should be objecting about that.
Cindy, would you like to hear what the young man said? He was very eloquent. He spoke to the school board. He said, I was told that the shirt was a disruption to learning. No one got up and stormed out of class. No one burst into tears. I'm sure I would have noticed if they had. I experienced disruptions to my learning every day. Kids acting out in class are a disruption, yet nothing is done. Why do the rules only apply to one and yet not another?
I think he's right. Which is why I said this is why school boards pass policies about dress code that say you can only wear a plain shirt. You can't have any kind of symbol on it at all.
Whatsoever.
Right.
When I was on the school board,
there was a lot of noise that people wore bandanas. This was a symbol of gangs. You should prohibit bandanas in your school. And there was actually a painting on the wall that had a bandana on it, and a guest to the school for a speech contest thought this was outrage, an outraged that this bandana was on. Just like, what is your problem?
Well, he went on to make another point that you may or may not agree with. He added that he was told his shirt was targeting a protected class and was a disruption to learning. He said, who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important than my rights? I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do to mine.
I agree. I absolutely agree, which is no doubt why the dissenter, and I was thinking about this, Joe, when you introduced this topic. What has become of tolerance? What has become of that?
Acceptance or understanding. Yeah, maybe whoever felt threatened would be better off saying, okay, well, let's talk about this.
Right. I mean, their behavior is an act of aggression, frankly, to seek this boy being chastised, embarrassed, and whatever else went on, was obviously an act of aggression on their part.
Well, grace is not allowed in school.
Apparently.
Grace has been barred
that
from schools.
That is a problem.
Suspended. All right. We got you, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Thank you very much. All right. Stan, you get 60 seconds, and then it is time for the break.
Now, I know your thing about the Mexican shooting was tongue-in-cheek because we all know it wasn't justified. And we also know that considering it was an illegal alien in our country because of the president we have in this country, that's why how did he get the gun? Because, first of all, illegals can't purchase illegally. And he was probably a criminal, so he didn't care about killing a bunch of people. So, first, when are we going to stop this? When is the border going to be closed? Oh, that's right, it's not. On May 11th, they're talking the way things are going to go. We'll get 400,000+ people a month coming across the border because of the Biden policies. So until that's taken care of and these people are kept out of this country, because if those people weren't in the country, that guy wasn't in the country, those people would probably still be alive. Now, the other question is, were they here illegally? Because there was a bunch, like 10 people in that house. That's a whole other issue, but I don't know. They shouldn't have been a victim of a scumbag. They shouldn't be here to start with.
Gotcha.
Until that's straightened out, I don't know what the answer is, but don't come after my guns. All right? Have a great day.
Sound advice. All right. I want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, is one location. That's where the Hyundais are stored and the brand-new Fords. But storage isn't exactly the right word because they're not there for very long. They got a big inventory, and they would just love for you to purchase one of these vehicles right after they unload it from the truck. And then on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf at Runyon Road. I haven't been to the Kia dealership in almost 24 hours. That is the place where you will find the Kias, the Telluride, the Seltos, and all the rest of the vehicles they got on board. They would just love to chit-chat with you. And if you want to ask for somebody in particular, ask for Alphonse over there, or Ernie, or Austin, or in Sunbury, Jeff, or Chris, or Jason. That's who put me in the truck I'm driving right now. Austin is always available. And Tony. Tony, he's the inventory expert. He not only tells you what's on the lots, but he can also tell you what are the odds of getting one in 1 week? What are the odds of getting one in 1 month? Or what are the odds for the electric trucks? You just have to wait till the next model year for some of these. So check it out at Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. They will hook you up with a new Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, or put you on a very short waiting list to get the next vehicle off the truck that matches your precise specifications, and they would just love to super serve you at the Sunbury Motor Company.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. 3 dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Dan, very patient. Much appreciated. Thank you, sir. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Why, Sydney's right. There are some species that be male or female, but they were designed that way by the creator. Whereas us as mammals, our genes, our chromosomes make us either male or female. So it's in the design, and there's only a few subspecies that are like that that can be both ways. So it doesn't change anything, really.
Well, that's the overlay of religion on top of science. But the fact of the matter is, it really doesn't impact this T-shirt that threatens somebody who may be non-binary. I think maybe later in the article we find out.
Right.
But that's the key to the T-shirt.
There was a time in America when I grew up that if you wore a T-shirt like that, someone would say, well, duh, everybody knows there's two species in humans and mammals. So
how do you spell that, Dan?
You know, D-U-H. Today, the confusion, it's deliberate confusion, especially in America. They're trying to confuse us. Other places don't have that confusion. They're not even allowed confusion. But here, us as being a freedom that we have, we're allowed to think on our own. But once that thinking gets construed, why, this is the mess you end up with when you don't go on absolute truth and science.
Well, that doesn't help an individual who is non-binary. I understand you say they're going against the science and they may be going against the religion. But the fact of the matter is that individuals who feel as though they are transgender know this to be true just as surely as you know your faith and what you feel and what you know. For example, somebody, if you say to somebody, I have a headache, well, we can look at you and we can't really see any signs of it. Hold on, Joe, you got to stand by. But at the same time, you know you have a headache because you can feel it. So individuals who are transgender know from early ages on that they knew they weren't necessarily assigned the right sex at birth. Joe?
Do they know it or do they feel it? You don't
both.
Know
yeah.
it.
I think both would be true.
Good. I think
yeah,
you may feel
question.
It, but I don't know that you know it, because if you know, you know there are two genders.
Joe, if you
so you may feel you're something else.
Joe, if you had a headache, would you feel it or would you know it?
I would know I had a headache.
Okay, well, it's the exact same
I would
same
feel
thing.
The headache, but I would know I had it.
It's perfect. It's locked on the same thing. All right, Dan, please go right ahead.
Well, yeah, and they can be, like it was said earlier, it's psychological. There could be some chemical stuff going on, too, and they could be treated for that. Instead of going the wrong way, they could go the right way and confirm what they really are. It's a confusion, you know. I can't remember of any of this going on years ago. Yeah, you just didn't have it. And today, they're deliberately trying to confuse this country. It's a deliberate attempt to divide us. Everything causes more division and hateward. And divide and conquer.
Yeah, but that's
what the enemy wants to do through every little thing, T-shirts, you name it. You ought to see the hate I got hiking up at Ricketts Glen just by wearing a Trump T-shirt. People wouldn't even look at me. They'd walk on the other, to get away, they'd go on the other side of the trail to stay far away as they could from me. And I don't care if they wear a Biden T-shirt or whatever. It doesn't matter. But because I had a Trump T-shirt on, it was so offensive that they looked the other way. And, of course, I met a lot of people that we struck up a conversation because of my T-shirt, because they agreed with me, but other ones couldn't look at it. Man, that's how divided we are.
They felt threatened, Dan. They felt threatened by your T-shirt.
Exactly. Imagine that, a harmless guy like me.
Wearing an offensive T-shirt.
Wearing a T-shirt that they can't pronounce his name without spitting, you know, and spitting out nails. And this is where we've got. And it's too bad. It's really sad that you can't you get hate word all around for expressing truth.
It's people's reaction to people being themselves that leads to hate. In other words, you have somebody who thinks they may be gender non-binary or maybe transgender or maybe gay, and they are what they are. They're not creating the hate. It's people's reaction that is hateful. It's, you know, somebody who doesn't appreciate what happened in this school that gets irritated, and so they get hateful. Or it's somebody who doesn't like President Trump who gets hateful. You know, I don't think the person, like, you didn't go up to the state park to create hate. It just happened.
No.
But what about hateful? Isn't it hateful to object to somebody wearing a shirt with harmless words on it? Isn't that hateful?
I think, tolerance should go both ways. Absolutely.
But it doesn't. It doesn't go both ways. It only goes one way.
In this particular case. But do you feel as though this school dilemma was resolved 100% right and
no.
fair? Okay. Well, so they mishandled that much should be clear to everyone.
Right. Well, they shouldn't have told the kid to take his shirt off in the first place.
Dan.
Right. That's for sure. What is wrong with truth, you know?
But everybody has a different truth, Dan.
What is wrong with telling the truth? If someone wants to wear a shirt that's a lie, they're allowed to, but this kid had on his shirt telling the truth. There's only two genders.
Okay, but here's the point.
Male and female.
Dan, one of our earlier callers, Joseph, who has very strong views about almost everything, said he was asked to leave a United Methodist Church yesterday because he got up and expressed the truth. Obviously,
right.
It wasn't their truth. And so if he went to a Baptist church, it might not have been their truth. It might not have been, certainly wouldn't have been a Catholic church truth or a Muslim church's truth. So, I mean, we all have our own truth, the things that we believe firmly in. And not to accept those from other people is, I think, tragic. I don't care
So you want people to go to the Catholic church and stand up and say, to the whore of Babylon or whatever?
No, I don't. I think you should respect their faith by not going through the door and demanding anything from them.
School's different, though. That's the melting pot. So now everybody has to sort of up their tolerance level.
Well, the United States is the melting pot. We should be tolerant of other people's ideas and opinions, but we aren't.
Here's a problem. Like what Joseph brought up, you know, that a lot of churches do not base what they believe on absolute truth. If you believe in absolute truth, you have to go to the scripture. And today, we're living in it's sad to say, but there's a lot of woke churches that are, they long gave up on absolute truth.
But that's your feeling. You believe in that very strongly.
That's not a feeling.
It's what you believe. You believe the Bible. Some people don't believe it. And they have that right. They have that right.
It's sad for them.
But they have that right, Dan.
All you have to do is get it out.
Dan, they have that right.
And I recommend reading the book of Romans first and then the book of John.
Dan, they can't. Dan, the problem is that they believe as strongly in what they believe as you believe in what you believe. That doesn't make them right and you wrong or you right and them wrong. It's different to believe.
One of us has to be wrong.
That's not for you to decide.
There can't be two ways.
But that's not your decision. You can't decide for other people that they're right or wrong. Everybody has to arrive at their own conclusions. And so maybe they're wrong.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, maybe they're wrong.
All right, yeah, we got to wrap up. Yeah. Go ahead.
When I come to the stop sign, does that mean absolutely stop? Or does that mean slow up, look both ways, and hit the gas pedal?
There's only one way.
It says stop, period. The red light means stop. If it's green, go. There's only, you can't have it both ways. There's either an absolute right, and it's just because it's what we call religion doesn't mean that there's not an absolute.
But that's not
right.
The argument. The argument is that other people have a right to their beliefs just as you have to yours.
Without you expressing judgment, I always say they have the right to be wrong, but that doesn't help them in the long run.
But is it your job to
pay a deep price?
Is it your job to bring judgment down on them?
I won't.
Well, you are.
I will not. But
you are.
There's someone who demands you believe absolute truth. It's not me. It's a being much higher than could ever be.
We got to hit the road.
We got to hit the road. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You guys have a great one.
Take care.
Yep, much appreciated. All right, we will be right back. We got a caller standing by. We are returning shortly. Live telephone talk show on the mark, 570-743-9565. I'm reminded it should be toll-free, but I keep calling it toll-free, and there probably is someone for whom it is not toll-free. Okay, so 570-743-9565. Lance, thank you. You are the most patient person of the day. You're on the mark.
Well, anyway, you know, when you said people were 100% certain they were female when they were really male, et cetera, you know, there are a lot of people over the years that thought were 100% sure they were Napoleon. So I think it's probably just as delusional.
Well, one of them was right.
Napoleon was.
Right.
Well, also, when you're talking about America being the melting pot, I think more or less it's turned into the chamber pot with what people have been doing lately.
That's not a good image, thank you.
You mean they're dumping on the country?
Well, down in Texas, that guy that did all the shooting, he definitely was an illegal who had been deported numerous times. Oh, the people he shot were also illegals. And also that he had been, now you're going to say there he goes again, but it's true, he had been drinking. So he's a real,
oh, that's right. Yeah, they say he was drinking all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I hate to call a person illegal. Yes, they might be have crossed a geographic boundary and broken some pretty significant laws in the U.S.
That makes them illegal.
Right. It makes them an illegal person in the U.S. or illegal citizen. Or no, I guess not a citizen. No. Illegal alien, I guess they used to use.
Yeah.
It may be an interloper. I hate to call a person illegal. And Lance, I'm kind of surprised to hear that from you. You seem to lean on the side of grace so often. They're an illegal alien.
Well, they are here. They were also here illegally.
Gotcha. But as a person, they're not illegal.
Oh, no. I don't mean that at all. I'm talking about these people on both sides of that were here illegal.
Gotcha.
Also, now, here is one that didn't make the national news. Here is a guy. He's nursing a hangover. He had drank in 2 6-packs of beer early in the day. A knock comes to the door. It was kids, you know, it's the old knock on the door and run away.
Oh,
well,
dear.
They did that. They got in their car. He went after them in his car, chased them at high speed.
They hit a tree,
and three of them were killed.
And that's in Pennsylvania, right? Is it in Pennsylvania?
I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. I don't think so.
Not sure where that was, but it certainly didn't make the national news, did it?
It was on. I saw it in our show prep this morning, so it was on CBS Available, but it wasn't the top story or anything. It was way down. And in fact, we didn't use it. We saw it, and we did not use it.
Yeah. And I'm sure no one else did either, but I'm sure they would have if he'd got out there and blew him away with a revolver, don't you think?
Gotcha. Okay, so just using the car is not enough.
I think
one of the reasons the revolvers are making all the news is we seem to have a rash of those occurring, and of course that'll go back into the background with less of that occurring, but we do not really have a rash of road rage fatalities nationwide wiping out whole families or anything. whether it's justifiable or not, you can argue the Texas one was justifiable, but in this particular case, that road rage one sounds like kids being kids and the guy blew his stack.
Well, I think what this young man said from Massachusetts at the end of his presentation to the school board makes a lot of sense. He said, "I have learned a lot from this experience. I learned that a lot of other students share my view. I learned that adults don't always do the right thing or make the right decisions. I know that I have the right to wear a shirt with those five words, even at 12 years old. I have my own political opinions, and I have the right to express those opinions, even at school. This is called the First Amendment to the Constitution." So you're right. We do have that right of free speech, Lance, and we have the right to characterize, use terms like illegal alien, or if they are accurate descriptors of what we're seeking to convey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Precisely. Why, also now, about the state police are putting extra DUI checkpoints out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I mean, that they would be doing it now. DUI, deaths from drinking and driving are up 14.5% from last year. They have been doubling at the rate of about every 20 years, which means that we're going up at a rate of about 4% per year. However, this was a big spike. So I have to, adjust my figures, which is that for every 10 people who are mercilessly cut down by any of the 174 weapons that qualify as assault rifles, instead of just 120 dying from people who were drinking and driving and killed somebody, it's now 135.
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite a jump just one year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good point.
All right. We got you. Thank you,
Lance.
You so much. Yeah, Lance is talking about AP has the story about a California man accused of killing three teenage boys by intentionally ramming their car after they played a prank on him Friday. Anurag Chandra, I hope I'm saying it right, of Corona, California, was convicted in a Riverside County courtroom of three counts of first-degree murder. The murder of the young men was a senseless tragedy, says the DA.
Well, this happened some time ago?
Right,
they were convicted.
Yeah, 2020. The victims were 16 at the time. They were among 16s in a car that Chandra intentionally rammed with his vehicle after they had rung his doorbell and fled. It's called Ding Dong Ditch. Another crime for which you do not supposed to receive the death penalty.
Right.
But if you drink enough, that's what happens. All right. You want to read anything on your screen?
All right. Evidently, Stan and Joe never saw a woman with facial hair or a man with a breast. Well, with one. No, I never saw a man with one. There is no one that is non-binary. That's science. Mental problems are being mainstreamed, and this country's enemies are laughing at us. Another texter says, this transgenderism movement, especially the movement to trans our kids, is the most pernicious of all the Marxist propaganda strategies. And so the T-shirt went against a protected class of people? Pathetic. What about the protection of people's First Amendment rights?
All right, one more.
And the beauty of the word truth is that what was once true remains true.
Okay.
And the other one's rather long. We have a caller waiting.
Is that on topic? I can't quite tell.
I can't either.
All right. Joseph, you get 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you comment on about me respecting their truth, and I have my truth, and Dan had it hit on the head. There's only one truth. But here's my point. I got to follow my Savior, and he went into the center. He went into the temple and overthrew the money changers, took a whip, and drove them out of the temple. At the beginning of his ministry and at the end of his ministry. And he said to the religious leaders of his day, you're of your father the devil. They killed him for that, by the way. Anyhow, he said, as my father sent me, even so send I you. So when I go into these churches, I'm following my Savior's example, just like the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament after he got saved. You know what he said? He said, I was one of the top Pharisees. I studied under Gamaliel, and I count all that as dung, crap, manure.
Number two.
Right. And so what I'm saying is he went into the synagogue and he said, you're distorting. You're teaching the word of Yahweh, but you're distorting it. And that's what I do. And I offer $10,000 to these preachers. You prove me wrong. I never had any takers. In fact,
just out of curiosity,
WMLP Radio, and I put that out over there. Come on the airways with me and prove me wrong. I'll give you $10,000.
It's not like
never
the
had
pillow,
any takers.
Man. You're not going to lose your $10,000 the way the pillow guy did.
But the thing is, even if we presented you with irrefutable logic, it goes against what you believe, so you wouldn't believe
I'm talking scripture.
You wouldn't
That's
believe it.
That's what I base everything on. Period.
Gotcha.
A conjecture.
Okay. Well, time's up.
All
thank
right.
You.
We got
thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to take another break. It worked for Cindy the last time. We'll try it again.
The lines are open.
All four lines are open. We've had all four lines gummed up, but we had all four lines open. So we're back to the open version. We got one email remains related to a new mortgage rule that's out there. So we'll read that on the radio. But we would love your callers. 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236, but you have to use the keyword OTM in your text. So you put in your phone 70236, and then as you start the message, put OTM space, uppercase or lowercase, and then you can put your message. Say, Mark is full of it, or you could say, Joe is wonderful.
Both of those are very true.
They're very true. Okay, today, anyway.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back. Let's see, we've got one related to the transgender topic and one brand new topic, the new mortgage rule. So we'll wrap up calls for the moment anyway with Cindy. Go ahead, you get one more minute.
I would just like to point out to one of the previous callers, there are, according to the Pew Research Center, 4,000 religions in the world.
Wow.
And just because you belong to one of them doesn't mean you own the only one.
Yeah, but I say it's truth. If I say it, it is.
You can believe whatever you want to believe, Mark, as long as you believe it in your yard and your house and you leave me alone.
Don't right. come into your house of worship with my new information.
If you choose to worship a salt shaker, that's between you and God. If God is your
as
salt
you
shaker.
Define it. That's right.
Yep.
What worries me are these groups that come up with these radical groups like we see in Islam, you know, taking over the country of Afghanistan again. These intolerant male groups that are abusive to other people within their community, that can't possibly be a good kind of religion.
Well, and I think going into someone else's church and standing up and telling them they're wrong and that they are going to whip you out of the temple because you're a money changer or whatever is not exactly a good look either.
My patron saint is Joan of Arc. They burned her at the stake. The Catholics burned her at the stake. There has just been horrible, horrible, unbelievable acts done in the name of faith. And I believe, if you want to believe in Christianity, isn't that message tolerance towards one another? And how it got so derailed is very sad. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, the goal of faith is to be ungracious and hateful. Wait, that's wrong.
What's that old line? They had a mouth full of scripture and a heart full of hate. Isn't that
there you
that's
go.
Common?
I've heard that.
Not relating to specific people, just in general, I gather. Peg says, apparently Dan does not realize the Bible he speaks of has been translated many times, and by doing so, the original writings have changed each time. In fact, everything changes, and that includes science. And Dan, again, there are people born with both male and female parts. They are called hermaphrodites. Joe is right. Truth is subjective. And can we please talk about something other than guns, abortion, and transgenderism? We weren't talking about transgenderism today. We were talking about free speech. Some people turned it into that discussion, but we were talking about the right of a kid wearing a shirt that said his political opinion he had.
We haven't talked about President Trump today.
No. But Al from Norrie's on the line, and he wants to talk about the kid with the T-shirt.
All right, Al, go right ahead.
I feel sorry for that kid with the T-shirt. It wasn't political. It was just the truth. And I feel sorry for him. And the other kid that was offended, I kind of feel sorry for him because he was misled and didn't get to fight his own battle.
No, it didn't actually, in all fairness, Al, it didn't actually say it was another kid. It said it was the school administration said that some people felt unsafe.
Well, that's even worse. If it was another kid that, you know, they were worried about or another kid came to them, they should have said, well, you can wear what you want to wear, too. It's a First Amendment thing. Right. And we don't have anything against that in our school right now. But if you want, you know, something against it in the school, that's what you're going to have to do. But right now, if we would go talk to that kid for you, we'd be intimidating him for his belief. So the adults were wrong, and the kid knew it at the very end. That kid really has a lot of common sense when you come right down to it. That's what protects them and they can live. I mean, they're gifted with the common sense when they're young. They know to stay away from this and that. And this kid was really elegant. I mean, he just stood up for his own rights, and he gave a life lesson to it. And that was way more mature than the authorities at that school. They had no right to come to that kid unless they had something in their bylaws for that school. And then that's another story, too, because if it's a public school, how far can the bylaws go? Not to infringe on the Constitution.
Well, I think the Supreme Court has held that the right to free speech doesn't stop in a school. There are some limits that the school can place on it.
Well, and we shouldn't be talking religion anything about this T-shirt because whoever took prayer out of school and said religion no more in school.
But I don't think that was religion. I think that was a statement of scientific fact.
Well, but you just said it was a... Yeah, no, but some of your callers are making this... We're taking this poor kid all the way to religion. And,
right, right.
And burning of... the Christian church burning people because of their beliefs back in the day when there was witches and this and that, and other people were misconstrued because they did what this kid's going to do. They spoke out freely, and then they end up like that. So whoever was in charge of that school was at wrong here, and the kid said it at the end of his statement.
But I'm right and you're wrong because I believe what I believe, and my beliefs are right and yours are wrong.
That's not what the kid said.
No, that's not what the kid said.
That sounds like a cartoon.
That sounds like some of our callers, in effect, have said that.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for calling in.
I believe what I believe, and I believe is the truth because I read it, and it's the truth.
What you're saying won't fit in a T-shirt, that's all.
No, it won't.
All right, one more.
One of our emailers says, okay, you guys are asleep at the or you who are asleep at the wheel
regarding the new mortgage rule,
right? And don't follow the news. How about this one? Actually, we discussed this last week.
Mm-hmm.
The government cooked up. You people with good credit ratings will be subjected to this nonsense. For those with a low credit rating and who cannot get a mortgage, the cooked up nonsense is the government is going to take from your excellent credit rating and swing it over to the person with a poor credit rating so they can buy a home. Isn't that nice? I don't think so. We earned a good credit rating by paying our bills on time, by not purchasing things on credit we cannot really afford, thus defaulting on those credit card payments, or by having a bankruptcy or so on record. I think this is the swindle and insult of all time.
I agree. Yep. And I think this is why we need a non-buffoonic president next time. But guess what?
Let's make America something again.
It doesn't look like we're going to get it. Looks like we're going
the other way.
Buffoon all the way. Either way. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll take this up tomorrow. We might have a CBS guest tomorrow, and we'll have a political candidate, too.